Vihu Amar Vayehihu Tziva Vayamait. For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm.
This takes us all the way back to the beginning of time. Ma'asa Bereishis. Vayoyme Elokim. And Hashem said. Hashem creates the world through the medium of speech. Obviously, Hashem hasn't got a mouth. The idea of speech is a metaphor, or perhaps more accurately, our speech is really a metaphor for Hashem's speech, which is true speech, whichever way you want to understand it. The idea of speech is creating a reality outside of yourself. And I have many thoughts that bounce around my head. They don't do too much harm when they're in my head. But the moment I articulate those thoughts and speech, I could say something that could be incredibly harmful to a person for a long time to come, or incredibly beneficial to a person for a long time to come. Once something is said, it cannot be unsaid. Speech is creating a reality outside of yourself. It then kind of grows legs of its own, can walk around the world, and you have no control over it. That's the idea of Hashem creating the world, so to speak. He creates a reality outside of himself. Entities that at least have the illusion of independent existence. He's constantly willing them into being. He commands and they stand. Commanding. Were it to be that Hashem would cease to think about these things, cease to command them to be, they could not exist. Nothing ultimately has independent existence outside of its source. But at the very least, we have this illusion of independent existence, which we're meant to use to the best of our abilities in order to get to the realization that we don't really have an independent existence after all, that essentially we're just a part of Hashem. But suddenly Hashem's words take on epic proportion. These are the words that created the universe. These are the words that created life. These are the words that sustain. And these are the words that he communicated to us through the Torah itself. The Dvar Hashem. The Torah is the blueprint for creation. It's what keeps the world going. It's a source of divine energy in the world. Things are as they are because that's the way the Torah defines them. That's what it means to have a blueprint. It's not a record. It's not a history book. It's Hashem's own words. Hashem's wisdom in book form. Who Omar Vayehi, Hashem's speech has the ability to create. It has the ability to sustain. The question is, to what extent do we take Hashem's words seriously? Are we tapping into those words? Are we listening to Hashem speak to us through the Torah? Are we hearing his voice in our lives? He's constantly speaking to us, but are we listening? What do his words mean to us? Are we looking for relevant life lessons when we learn the Torah? Or are we just reading a history book? Do you understand the power of Hashem's words? Could there be anything more meaningful, more special than that? To be in conversation with the Creator of heaven and earth. How awe-inspiring that is. How empowering that is. How meaningful that is and how precious that is. Hu amar vayehi hu tziva vayamait. He has the ability to create and to sustain, to nurture and to give. He is doing that 24/7. All that he asks from us is to listen to his words.